Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We turn now to Ryan Burrow joining us live. The UAW GM strike. You know, Ryan, even though this tentative deal was struck last week, the strike actually continues.
Yeah, it does. And it continues until a full vote is had by the union membership. We're talking close to 50,000 members. So it's going to take some time. Voting started on Saturday. It will continue through Friday. There are listening sessions, education sessions, so the workers can actually kind of really drill down on what is in this 700-plus pages of the agreement. It has been whittled down to a 20-page summary, essentially. And what we're hearing is kind of mixed reaction. We're hearing some people that are excited to get it done. They would be anxious to get off of the picket lines, back onto the job, back making their normal salaries. There are other groups who aren't as thrilled as what's inside this writing and inside this this letter, specifically when it comes to some of the shuttered factories, particularly the Lordstown facility in Ohio, upset that that is not cooked into the contract to reopen, although GM has said it plans to reopen that as a battery manufacturer in the near future. That's not part of this, which means obviously GM can back out on it. So we'll see as this moves forward kind of how people go, but this has been approved by the union council, so they have given their thumbs up on it. Now it's just up to the 46,000-plus members.
All right, and important update. Thank you, Ryan. That's Ryan Burrow reporting the UAW GM strike. By the way, still on, even though that tentative deal was struck last week. Workers are still manning the picket lines outside of GM facilities.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.